This is Tyler Zickel, voice of the Vancouver Canadiens, and you're listening to Seas on Deck on Sportsnet 650. Sunday, April 24th, we're coming to you from Nat Bailey Stadium here on Ontario Street as the Canadiens get set to wrap up their homestand opening series with the Eugene Emeralds today at 1:05 on an A&W Family Fun Sunday. There's an umbrella giveaway at the ballpark, and the plan today, you won't need to use those umbrellas until later on. Forecast looks great. 1:05 first pitch, gates open at noon. Come on down. Tickets still available. The box office is open, but if you're more of the digital type, you can head to CanadiansBaseball.com, get your tickets now. Join us as the Seas go for a series win today. Great opportunity for Vancouver to continue their hot start, as the Seas certainly looking to maintain their very solid spot at the top of the Northwest League standings for a number of reasons. Really, it's been a great start to the year as we dive into the last 12 games to get it started. We are going to hear from Brent Lavallee, the skipper, in just a bit. Later on, we'll have Matt Kittle from Aramark here at the ballpark telling us all about what you can eat when you join us for a Seas game this year. Lots of new stuff. Some old favorites are back. Yes, you can still get sushi at the ballpark. And of course, the yard dog. I have yet to have one this year, but it's coming. It's coming straight to my mouth and my stomach, because you can't come to the Nat, you can't work for the Canadiens, you can't be a part of the Nat Bailey Stadium experience unless you try a yard dog, at least in my opinion. Now, if dietary restrictions or choices limit you, then I'm not going to judge. But for me, that first yard dog, I'll have to document it and see how I feel after the fact, because 3 feet of hot dog sounds good in theory, but in actuality, well, catch me on a good day and make sure I got a couple of beverages nearby to wash it down. Let's look back at the hot dog action for the boys. They've been more hot, less dog, though yesterday's loss, some of the guys would tell you, not their finest showing here at the ballpark, but at the same time, when you're playing Eugene, who leads the league in homers, they're bound to hit some big flies, and they did so yesterday as they took down the Canadiens 7-3 behind three home runs. And get this, Eugene has started the scoring in all four games with a solo homer. These guys know how to hit. They certainly know how to hit for power. And you want to talk launch angle, San Francisco Giants teaching their minor leaguers just that. And it doesn't help that they are prospect laden. They've got all sorts of prospects up and down their roster, including the 13th overall prospect in baseball, not just for the Giants, but in all of professional baseball. That's Marco Luciano, who's been playing shortstop. Yesterday, he was the DH, though the Canadiens kept him in the ballpark for the first time. Did have an RBI single, but that being said, when you can limit that top talent to just a single, you're doing something right. Doubleheader sweep a couple days ago, the Canadiens really showing why they are a complete team here in the early goings. They can pitch, they can run, they can play defense, and of course they can hit. Addison Barger at the top of the heap. He's been joined by Trevor Schwecke and Riley Tirada as the big boppers for the Canadiens thus far. And the skipper, Brent Lavallee, will touch on that when we get to his interview after the break. But truly, up and down the lineup, not many holes. Leo Jimenez at the top. He's actually going to bat second today in the Sunday matinee. But certainly a guy who's going to get on base, waiting for the bat to wake up a little bit. But then you have Addison Barger in the two-hole, P.K. Morris batting third, and Riley Tirada cleaning up. First four, very solid. Then you put in Zach Britton and Miguel Giraldo at the middle of your order. And then Lavallee has seemed to be very fluid with his bottom three between Davis Schneider, Garrett Spain, Trevor Schwecke. Harry Ray gets some opportunities, and so does Hugo Cardona, who is among team leaders in extra base hits here in the early goings, despite very limited action. So all sorts of great stuff for Brent Lavallee's club. You'll see him in action here this afternoon at 1:05, and we will hear from the skipper when we come back from a break. But first and foremost, Joel Gaudette in studio. That interview is coming hot to your inbox in just a moment, and then we'll play it live for you here as I caught up with the skipper after yesterday's game. His Canadiens at the top of the Northwest League standings with 8 wins and 4 losses after yesterday's loss, but today looking great for their third consecutive series win. Still got to play some baseball. That's at 1:05, but we'll hear from the skipper next when we come back with more Seas on Deck, presented by A&W, right here on Sportsnet 650. Welcome
Welcome back to Seeds on Deck here on Sportsnet 650. Tyler Zickel joined by none other than the skipper himself, Brent LaValle, sitting in the dugout on Saturday following a pretty interesting game with Eugene where they showed why they're the league leader in home runs. So, Skip, let's get right to it. Can you give us your thoughts from these first few games against the Emeralds here at home?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a really good team, and like you mentioned, they know how to hit home runs, and they do damage when they get their pitch, so it's fun competing against them, and they've got some really good starters and probably the best bullpen we've seen in this league so far. So every day is a challenge, and every day is good competition against them, and we're definitely looking ahead for Sunday to win the series.
Extrapolating out for a bit, 12 games in, let's go to the 30,000 foot view. Your team is 8-4 at the top of the Northwest League, and they've seemed to have done it all. There have been games with terrific pitching. We think back to Chad Dallas's pro debut with 5 no-hit innings in Tri-City. Of course, this team is swinging it as one of the league leaders in batting average, RBI, on and on. You got guys up and down the lineup who are contributing in big spots, most notably Trevor Schwecke, grand slam in the doubleheader, coming up with big hits in the 7 and 8 spot for you. And then some good defense after a rough start on defense with those 7 errors in that game in Spokane. What's been your messaging to try and navigate this team through the early parts of a season where one or two things go wrong and that could set the wrong tone for the first few months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just trying to be relaxed and let the players play and kind of feel it out here early in the season. You know, these guys are pressing. They want to play well. They want to show off in front of the fans and make a name for themselves. So enough pressure comes from them. We're just here to support them and help them with their routines, and you know, hopefully we have a good base, and I really think we do. So you know, things that we're happy with is how hard we play until the last out. We're happy with our guys, their effort every day, their preparation, and I think it shows when we see the results on the field. So just happy with how, regardless of the weather, regardless of where we're playing, just these guys come out every day and give it their all and do their best every single time they're out there.
I'm glad you went there in terms of how this team doesn't quit late in games if they may be behind, because they've found themselves in some early holes through these first 12 games. And looking back at the stats, 6 of the 8 wins for your club come from behind victories. That says a lot about a team's personality.
Yeah, it does, and it's because I think we trust them, and we trust that maybe we're not winning in the first, but we have 9 innings and we have 27 outs to work with, and we plan on using them all. So I don't think there's any sort of panic or press mode when we get into a game if we give up a run first or we're trailing through the middle innings. We know that anybody 1 through 9, and even the guys that are on the bench, we're very confident in their abilities, and we're confident in our bullpen. So as long as we hang in and have the ability to score runs, you know, as long as we have an out left, we have a chance to win. So we're very happy with our offense. Our defense has been good, minus that one second game there in Spokane, but happy with how we're playing defensively, and I like how we're running the bases, and our pitchers and our relievers are doing a great job.
We're talking with Canadiens manager Brent LaValle here on Seas on Deck on a Sunday, getting ready for the series finale, taking on Eugene. What's it been like being here at home? We get a little bit of April weather here in Vancouver, but that's not a Vancouver problem. That's a baseball in April problem. Just about everywhere south, or rather north of the state of Georgia, you're not going to necessarily have the best weather to play every single game on your schedule. You touched on the team's ability to stay flexible despite the weather, but being back at the Nat, obviously a lot has been said about your special connection to this building, but before we get into that, and even if we get into that at all, just this week, what has the energy been like for you to experience and for your club to experience?
It's been electric, and we can't thank the fans enough, and our guys absolutely feel the home field advantage here, and we can feel that energy when we're out there. So it's great to be supported, and it's great to have people to show off your skills in front of. So we can't be more thankful for the fans that have been here already and will continue to come out. And yeah, we're just looking forward to wrapping up a good one tomorrow and going on the road, taking care of business. And definitely every time when we get back here, it's definitely a little bit more special.
I think from my catbird seat in the press box today, I think I saw a couple guys who were reserves or non-starting pitchers doing the chicken dance a little bit. Nothing too big, keeping it professional, but I saw some participation in your dugout. You gotta love that, yeah, on a Saturday matinee.
I mean, we're here to have fun and we're here to engage. So yeah, as long as we're doing it professionally, that's good to hear. I didn't notice it, but
I'm not trying to rat anybody
no
out.
No problems
Skip.
There. And we play this game to have fun and enjoy ourselves. So that's awesome that we get the chance to do that.
Who are some guys who have been having fun by playing well that have maybe been a little bit of a surprise for you, both at the plate slash in the field, as well as on the mound?
I don't know if I'm really surprised by anyone. Trevor Swecki's made some loud noises with the bat recently and really picked us up. So not surprised by him, but really happy for mm-hmm. him. And the work that he put in, he had a tough year last year with some injuries. So, you know, seeing that come up and show, you know, come out and show has been great. Addison Barger plays hard every single day till the 27th out, regardless of score. And his performance is showing that. So, it's not a mistake that he's having success this early in the season. You can't say enough for the catchers we have. Britton, Morales, and Sosa, even though Britton plays more than the other guys, it's a full team effort out there. And to keep our pitchers sharp and ready to go, it's not just one guy. So just really happy with the overall effort and the professionalism that our guys have to do their jobs day in and day out.
We'll finish with this. We'll touch on your North Delta roots. You had some family in attendance on opening night. How has the attendance been from the friends and the family and the greater Brent LaValle circle as you've come back home here to a place that means a lot to you and a lot of people that you care about?
Yeah, it's been spectacular. It's been a long time since I've had family and friends come watch me coach. So it's been terrific. Have had family, brothers, my parents, family, friends, teammates, coaches, just so many people that are baseball fans and love to see good baseball in Vancouver. I'm sure I've missed a bunch of people as well, but yeah, the family and the friends have been great, but just, you know, the overall atmosphere of the Canadiens fans in general has been very special, and both for myself and these players, so very happy to be here.
Hard to believe we're only 5 days into being back at the Nat, and it feels like so many memories and moments and experiences have already been crammed in, so I can only imagine what's to come for the rest of the summer.
I agree. We're definitely looking forward to it.
That's the skipper, Brent LaValle, here on Seas on Deck on this Sunday before the Canadiens wrap up their series with the Emerald. Skip, as always, thanks very much for the time. Been a great first 12 games. Fun to watch, fun to be a part of, and here's to the next, count them, 120. Summer Camp 2022. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tyler.
We'll be back with more Seas on Deck on Sportsnet 650. We bring you back to Nat Bailey Stadium for the last segment here in a Sunday edition of Seas on Deck, brought to you by A&W. Every edition of Seas on Deck is a Sunday edition, coming to you right here on Sportsnet 650, where we break down all things Canadiens baseball, talk a little Blue Jays, and of course, all things Nat Bailey as well, as the boys of summer playing in spring for the first time since 1999, wrapping up their home, well, I should say their season opening homestand, but they are wrapping up a homestand this afternoon at 1:05, A&W Family Fun Sunday. An umbrella giveaway for the first 500 and an opportunity for kids to run the bases after the game. Of course, any A&W Family Fun Sunday, not complete without any sort of mascot hijinks. So not just the sushi race and the dancing grounds crew, but of course, Bob Brown Bear's in the house today and the whole stable of mascots ready to have some fun with all of you here on Ontario Street this afternoon. Gates open less than 2 hours from now. High noon, the gates will open. Come on in, get your umbrella giveaway. And then 1:05, number 23 Blue Jays prospect Trent Palmer takes the mound as the Canadiens look to take this abbreviated five-game set from Eugene. The Emeralds spoiled the home opener on Tuesday night, but a close game won 6-5 by the Giants affiliate. Then back-to-back rainouts. Talk about April baseball, not just in Vancouver, but anywhere. And then, of course, the doubleheader sweep for Vancouver on Friday for the first Fortis BC Nooner at the Net. And another back-and-forth game yesterday, though, as we mentioned in the first segment of today's program, a big, big day at the plate for Eugene. Three homers as they continued to show why they are the, I don't want to say most muscular, but certainly the strongest club in the Northwest League through the first 12 games of the year. Let's get you today's starting lineup. As always, brought to you by BCLC. The Canadiens at 8-4. They're in first place in the Northwest, a game and a half up on second place Tri-City. Garrett Spain gets his first try as a leadoff man, playing right field today for the skipper Brent LaValle. Leo Jimenez will bat second and play second base, the first time we've seen Jimenez at the Keystone this year. Addison Barger, he's the shortstop batting third before Riley Tirada cleans up. That's where he's been all season long. And today, no defensive duties for the former Dayton Flyer. He's the designated hitter.
Miguel Giraldo had a couple of knocks in yesterday's loss. He bats fifth and plays third. And then Harry Ray, limited action, but a great start to his season. He bats sixth and plays left field, building on that three-hit performance on opening night here at the Nat on Tuesday. Hugo Cardona's in center field. He'll bat seventh. Then first baseman Andrés Sosa will bat eighth. Sosa, traditionally a catcher, but getting the start at first this afternoon, and that sets up a chance for Puerto Rican Anthony Morales, the catcher who went to the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy in Puerto Rico as a prep star. He is batting ninth and handling the catching for Trent Palmer. Looking forward to a fun game today for the Anoka, Minnesota native. Still looking for his first professional win, but Palmer has been terrific, including in his last turn on April 17th in Tri-City. No decision that day. Four hits, three runs. Only one of them was earned. One walk and four strikeouts. And he has certainly not been aided by defense behind him, but even in those moments where he's got a couple of guys on base courtesy of defensive miscues, Palmer, very steady, always finds ways to really level out, stay calm, and execute his pitches, which he does quite well each and every time he takes the hill. So Palmer taking the mound for Vancouver today. It'll be Spain, Jimenez, Barger, Tirado, Geraldo, Ray, Cardona, Sosa, and Morales. On the other side, for the Eugene Emeralds, Gordy Santos will lead things off as the right fielder. Then it's the DH, Luis Matos, ranked as the number two Giants prospect, and he's been a mainstay in the two-hole for skipper Carlos Valderrama. Marco Luciano, that top Giants prospect and the number 13 farmhand in all of baseball, is the shortstop batting third. Armani Smith, league leader in homers, bats fourth, plays left. Hunter Bishop, first-round pick a couple years ago, he's in center field, batting fifth. Then the switch-hitting catcher out of NC State, Patrick Bailey, will bat sixth. In the seventh spot, Luis Toribio, the feast or famine first baseman. A couple of big hits in the series, but a lot of outs as well for number 33. Casey Schmidt handles third and bats eighth. Then it's the second baseman Jimmy Glowenke batting ninth in support of the left-handed starter Nick Swinney. Swinney, an interesting story, and we weren't sure who the starting pitcher for Eugene was going to be until we could confirm it this morning. But for Swinney, an opportunity to get a taste of life here at Nat Bailey Stadium. The Nashville, Tennessee native also went to NC State, like his catcher Patrick Bailey. And he was taken in the second round as a competitive balance pick in 2020. 67th overall. So Swinney, the number 18 Giants prospect and their ninth-best pitcher in the minors, is going to be a tall task for the Canadians, especially coming at them from the left side. Vancouver's had some trouble with lefties this year. The average south of 200 against southpaws as a unit. But a couple of guys, most notably Miguel Giraldo, who's batting fifth today, they've had some early season success against southpaws, so we'll see how that goes for Geraldo in the five hole. And the goal, of course, is for him to have an opportunity to hit with runners on base. We'll see what they can do with that. But for now, let's take our last break on the program. When we come back, we'll get you set for today's game in terms of what's happening around the ballpark and also look ahead, not just to the road trip down in Hillsborough next week for Vancouver, but for when the Canadians return to Nat Bailey at the beginning of May for the second homestand of 2022. It's C's on Deck, brought to you by A&W. We'll wrap things up on a gorgeous Sunday here at Nat Bailey Stadium after this, right here on Sportsnet 650. Welcome back as we wrap things up for another edition of C's on Deck, brought to you by A&W. Tyler Zickel with you live here at Nat Bailey Stadium as we get set for the series and homestand finale between your Canadians and the visiting Eugene Emeralds, High A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. We heard from the skipper Brent LaVallee earlier in our show, and looking at the Northwest League standings, it makes sense a lot of the things the skipper was sharing about his experience through the first 2 weeks with this edition of the Vancouver Canadiens. A resilient club, not thrown out of their routine by the changing weather and multiple rainouts. They're 4-0 in doubleheaders, which means the boys play from the first out to the last, and up and down the lineup, as well as throughout the pitching staff, lots of guys who are really finding their groove in the early goings, which isn't something that typically happens at this level. Yes, the Canadians now no longer a rookie squad and making their way up the rankings, a few steps on the ladder to get a older, more mature, more polished player. But even in April in the big league level, guys are still trying to find their groove. But lots of Canadians, 1 through 30 on this 30-man roster, already having some early season success. The Canadiens alone at the top. Tri-City, they are in second place. The third place club, well, it's a three-way tie as Hillsborough, Spokane, and Eugene all in the mix. And there's Everett bringing up the rear, which is a far cry from a year ago when the Aqua Sox were far and away the most talented team in the circuit for the first three quarters of the year. But they lost their mojo late. They missed the postseason. And it's the Eugene Emeralds who are the defending champions here in 2022 after beating Spokane last year 3-1. Just a few more moments here on the program before we kick it to some Blue Jays pregame coverage. And, of course, the Jays getting ready to wrap up their series in Houston, taking on the Astros. Yusei Kikuchi on the mound today for the Jays after Alek Manoah's terrific outing yesterday. And with George Springer going deep for a leadoff homer against his former team, then Manoah goes 6 for yet another quality start. Well, a great win for the Jays, and they are looking to make it yet another down there in Texas. A full slate of games around the system today. AAA Buffalo, they have been going back and forth with the Yankees affiliate from Scranton-Wilkes-Barre in their series this week as the Bisons will look to finish strong at Salem Field. That game is just underway in the bottom of the second. No score just yet in Buffalo as the Bisons look to get another win. They're tied for first place in the International League East Division and certainly already a great start for a lot of former Canadians on that Bisons roster. The Fisher Cats, they are in Altoona taking on the Pirates affiliate this week. They've been dealing with some snow and played a couple doubleheaders, but the Fisher Cats, who hit 5 home runs in the game yesterday for a win, scored 5 runs in the 9th inning 2 days ago but came up a run short, they've jumped out to a 1-0 lead. That game is in the bottom of the second at People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Former Canadian Hayden Yeager on the mound, an inning and a third scoreless, and the offense, without recording a hit, has already taken that 1-0 lead. Lastly, Low A Dunedin, where the skipper from 2021 Vancouver club, Donnie Murphy, is at the helm this year for the DJs. They're playing the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It's the top of the sixth, and it's tied 1-1 at TD Ballpark down there in the Florida State League. So, of course, no finals just yet around the system, but each and every day is a chance for an org sweep. Big leagues, AAA, AA, High A, and Low A. It's happened a couple times this year, and we'll see if this Sunday, April 24th, can be another organizational sweep as well, as the Canadians look to make it 3 out of 5 against Eugene this afternoon at 1:05. We'll wrap things up with a quick look ahead. The Canadians have an off day tomorrow, then they're on the road in Hillsborough Tuesday through Sunday. 6:35 starts Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we'll wrap things up with a Sunday day game at 1:05 on May 1st. Day off Monday, the bus will be back well in advance. And then on Tuesday, May 3rd, the Everett Aqua Sox, the Mariners affiliate, come to town for the first of 6, starting at 7:05. Remember, 3 consecutive night games, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then Friday through Sunday, 1:05 starts in April and May. That'll do it for this edition of C's on Deck, brought to you by A&W. We're getting set for the series finale here at Nat Bailey Stadium at 1:05, and if you can join us, come on down to the ballpark, CanadiansBaseball.com, or stop by the box office, celebrate a gorgeous Sunday here in Vancouver. We'll talk to you with First Pitch at 1:05 p.m. on the Sportsnet Radio Network. But for now, this has been another edition of C's on Deck. I'm Tyler Zickel saying, go C's.